And we're at the Stand Up for Ohio Fair Festival at the Ohio State Fairgrounds. And what is your name, sir?
Ben Wickizer. I'm with the Sierra Club Ohio chapter.
So what do you want to talk about today? I talked to Pat Morita, one of your colleagues, and she suggested I ask you about transportation issues.
Yeah, well, I do work on transportation issues for the club statewide, and transportation is a big concern with us, and we do have some things that we'd like to see accomplished. I guess fundamentally, transportation choice is what we'd like to see more of in the state. You know, we'd like to see more municipalities and the state in general adopt complete streets policies that allow, you know, that accommodate everyone, not just car users, but, you know, all people, and make our transportation system more human rather than automobile-oriented, I guess you could say. We think that's very important. You know, transportation access and connectivity, you know, just expanding the sort of multimodalism of the system is pretty key. And so we see, you know, by providing more opportunities with public transit, with passenger rail, with safe sidewalks, with bikeways, giving people more options so that you can choose what mode, you know, works best for you, and you can have more of a choice than just having to get in your car. You know, that will benefit our environment, it'll benefit our health, it'll benefit our economy, and it will just benefit our communities overall and make them, you know, stronger and healthier. So we see that as just, you know, key in our work on transportation.
As we look around here, this is like feels like we're in a flea market kind of set up here. Various booths and causes here. I asked your colleague Pat Morita how these causes may be tied together, and the answer she came up with was that excessive corporate power is having an adverse effect on the environment and our political process and people's rights. When you mentioned transportation choice, first thing that came to my mind was people of lower income status, people with disabilities, having more transportation options if they can't drive a car. So can you comment about the environmental connection, the connection between environmental issues and social justice issues?
Yeah, you know, those two things are very closely linked. You know, and transportation really is an equity issue. You know, and it benefits, you know, our society, and it's fundamental in terms of our obligations that we, you know, extend people who don't have cars or can't use cars either because of their income status or because of their disability status. You know, the ability to get to work, the ability to go buy groceries and do the basic things that, you know, people need to do to live, essentially, you know, and that also, you know, improves the environment in that, you know, you're driving, you have fewer vehicle miles traveled, you have less emissions, you know, you have less congestion, you have less traffic accidents. So, you know, you have all these benefits that are rolled into the idea of, you know, driving less and using alternate modes. You know, and that's really important. And I think in terms of this event itself, you know, what's key is we're seeing, you know, attacks and sort of the plundering of our environment, while we're also seeing attacks on, you know, organized labor and, you know, the basic needs of individuals in the middle class and working class. And those things, you know, are linked together. And it's important that we try and, you know, fend off that attack and sort of the de-evolution of our politics and the progress that I think, you know, we've made on some level in our society, which is frankly what we're seeing right now. And so it's great that we can come together in the environment and workers and unite on some of these issues, I think.
And this is, again, Ben Wickizer of the Sierra Club talking about an event coming up regarding transportation choice. Probably specifically it would be cycling.
Yeah, you know, the event is going to encompass a few different things, but, you know, it's called Bike to the Future, a ride and festival to move us beyond fossil fuels. So the idea is, you know, we need to move beyond fossil fuels for a number of reasons, you know, and transportation obviously is key in that, but also, you know, for our health, you know, for the health of the planet, you know, a number of other things. It's fundamental that we start to move away and transition to cleaner energy sources, and also, you know, reducing the amount of vehicle miles traveled, you know, that we're doing in our car. So this event is going to be on September 24th. It's going to be at Franklin Park from 12 to 4. It's going to be a bike ride and also a festival. So please come out, you know, and celebrate it with us and recognize the importance of this issue.
Where do we go to find out more about this?
You can actually go to biketothefuture.org with the numeral 2 in the URL.
And then it'll be different cities. So look up Columbus, Ohio.
Yep. Look up Columbus, Ohio. You know, this is a global event. It's going on everywhere. So, you know, it's a huge thing, and we're going to be a big part of it. So, you know, definitely come check it out, and it should be great.
September 12th, 2011 is another, not to confuse with the Bike to the Future event. That's September 27th, right?
September 24th.
So September 24th, Bike to the Future, and September 12th will be something else. There'll be a discussion at South Campus Gateway.
Yeah, it's actually going to be a movie showing of a transportation movie called Contested Streets. And then there will be a post-movie discussion with some local transportation experts. That's going to start at 7:30. Tickets are $5, and there will be a raffle and some prizes for individuals who attend. And again, that's September 12th at 7:30 at the South Campus Gateway.